From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout Podcast, West Coast trip number one on the season. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher. Us back on another Monday night, preluding the game versus the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, California, Southern California, whatever the name of the team is right now. Game will, as the airing of this podcast concludes, we'll be getting into some Yankees baseball out there on the left coast. There's a lot of things that's probably at stake as far as the Yankees winning the last three games of the four-game set versus the Royals. But a lot of the injuries are still piling up. We got Aaron Judge's oblique, and get thoughts on the injury situation from Yankee fans. The shaky bullpen on Sunday, if we talk about Chad Green or Ottavino, guys like that. But Frazier still continues to have the hot bat is one of the positives. I think the Yankees' catching situation has been a huge, huge, huge plus. And, Austin Roman with the walk-off hit on Sunday. You know what? Get also within the shuffle of over the past four games. Even though the loss versus the Warriors, I thought Herman was excellent. Even though he gave up a couple of dingers, he did pitch well when he did. I think he's shown a little bit of growth, a little bit of setback of those couple of bombs on Thursday. But the Yankees did win in those three games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then also the overturn home run when the Yankees were up 2-0. Torres hits the left. He hits the what would have been a home run, and it was a fan interference, was called an out. That was overturned. I know a lot of Yankee fans did not like that. I particularly did not like what the Yankee fan, or I don't even know if he was a Yankee fan, what the fan did in left field. Getting points on that. And, of course, Paxton gets the no decision, but he pitched well on Sunday. So there's a lot of things that I'm bringing to the table tonight. I would love to get other stakeholders, Yankee fans' thoughts and opinions. Susie Prof at Bleeding Yankee Blue has joined the dialogue. Susie Prof, man, there is a lot on the table. The Yankee fans are going to be following in shortly, but what's going on, Suzanne? How's everything?
Good, good. Yeah, we've got a lot going on. I saw some small ball this weekend, which I'm really thrilled about. And
nice.
Who would have thought that the starting pitchers are the glue of this team right now? So I really want to get into that. Right. Mm. Really want to get into that tonight, and I'm looking forward to chatting with the crew.
All right, cool. As they fall in, it's just, as of right now, it's just you and I. That is an interesting. Let's dwell on that. I would never
have thought
that.
The starting pitchers are the glue of this team, Steve. And I would have never either. As I said last week, did we think Paxton could pitch the way he pitched? No, I don't think we did, but guess what? Other than David Cone, right? I think that was the last time, and that was a really, really long time ago, like the 1999 or early 2000s, was a pitcher able to have more than one game with 10-plus strikeouts. I believe that was the stat, and it was Paxton, who pitched a gem, an absolute gem. I mean, it's a shame that we, you know, had to go through all the hoops to walk off yesterday. But he pitched another fantastic game, really. And we had some trouble to support the offense.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty incredible.
I loved it. And what is going on? Because Chandler brought that up last Tuesday after the win. We were all on after the win over the Red Sox. We were at the stadium. The bullpen has issues. Like, how do you give up that lead late in the game? Even with Conley, after he was in relief of James Paxton, and then Conley came in, did what he did, and then it kind of went downhill with Green and Ottavino. Like, is it just how are you confident? I think they could override this, no doubt, but I think we kind of expected better out of the bullpen, especially in circumstances versus the Royals, especially late in that game. You would like to see Paxton get the win, you know? So the starting pitching has done his job for the most part. You're absolutely correct. I would have never had thought that, Suzanne. Never. Not with this squad.
No way. Confident enough that they're not even going to go with Gonzalez, huh? They're going to go with an infielder instead. Interesting, right? They picked they went with Brad Miller, and they decided a no-go on Gonzalez. So I guess they didn't like what they saw in him down in the farms, and they said, yeah, you know what, we're not going to option you. So it's interesting that they're cocky enough to feel – and well, you know what the other thing is? Domingo Germán really exploded. I think he's doing what they did not think or would be possibly plausible that he would actually do this. So, I mean, Domingo Germán, you know, we've got, Luazaga, who I think they have a lot of faith in. So I guess they're going to, you know, just kind of roll the dice with these guys. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that they're doing so well, I mean, I hate to almost say it because I feel like I'm jinxing it, but they, thank goodness. I mean, even Tanaka, I mean, we weren't thrilled with him around, you know, some of these starts and, you know, walking and such and putting people on base where they really shouldn't have been on base and giving up ridiculous hits. But you know what? He's kind of held his own. I mean, Hap is the only one right now that is really iffy. What has he got, like over a 7 ERA and he's pitching tonight? I guess to answer your question, I'm more confident in the starting pitching than I am in the bullpen. And, you know, the guy that I really was most comfortable with is the guy that hasn't been doing so well, and that's Chad Green. And yet Tommy Kahnle somehow found his mojo, and he's been kind of consistent. He had like one outing where I think he walked a few, but he really hasn't given up much in the way of runs. So, I mean, he's been kind of good. I'm not a fan of Holder. I don't know why Boone is, but he hasn't been doing so well either. So, I mean, I don't really know. I was shocked that Ottavino pitched so poorly the last couple outings. He hasn't been on. So I don't really know what's going on with him, but I will say, like, you know, if the first guy out of the, you know, the bullpen is going to be like, you know, a guy like Holder or Green, it's a little iffy right now. And then Ottavino, who you thought would come in and have some lights out, not doing so well. And remember, we took Domingo Germán kind of out of the long reliever sort of situation, right? When you know, we kind of forced that hand, and that we really did because of Gio Gonzalez. So I mean, you know, they're not going with him, and we're gonna have to see what Germán does. And CC, it's been stellar, and you know, I know that he is somebody that he's just, you know, he's just an iron horse. I mean, I hate to like say that with, you know, Lou Gehrig, you know, God rest his soul, but right. I mean, he's just like a warrior again, you know, Paul O'Neill, but that's the kind of guy he is. And he just goes out there and pitches, and he reinvented himself when his velocity went down. I know we've talked about that, but he's really like bringing it. And I think he actually pitches the third game in this 4-game set with Anaheim. So
yeah,
I'm
really
interested to see what he's going to do. Yeah,
right,
he pitches
the Wednesday game. Yeah, yeah.
Against Pena.
There's a lot of good points you said. I want to go through one by one. And about Hap, I know he has the ball tonight, like you said, and he's going up against Matt Harvey. And both of them kind of struggled, both veteran pitchers. Harvey, we already know his situation with the Mets, and he's leaving the Mets for Cincinnati, and now finds his way in Anaheim. And where I was big on Hap going into this season, and it's still, the season's still young. I was, you know, with that veteran arm and what he did in the second half of last year, I thought he was going to be able to carry that over. So up to a rough start. And I think the last game versus the White Sox wasn't his better outings as a veteran pitcher that he is. I'm actually anxious to see how he gets off to a good start versus Anaheim. I think he wants to, like any pitcher, any start that you do, they want to do well. But him in particular of this series, I think he has more – probably more to prove than anyone, and that includes Elijah. If he gets to start this week, I'm not sure if he's going to get to start, but I would see why
he's
not.
He's not down. I mean, he's not down to he's not down to pitch in Anaheim. That doesn't mean that. I believe they're going to San Francisco, right? So they'll have that game. Right. So I mean, you know, we may see him there.
I would love to see Hap get back, get to a little bit of a groove, location of his pitches, just a nice tempo, a nice speed to get things back to where he would like to get them to. And it will really set the tone of this West Coast trip, and especially having Herman and Sabathia probably at the back end of this four-game series in Anaheim. So staying up to watch these games, how are they going to get through some of these jams, and have hopefully mentally tough. We'll get through them like he did not get through in some of these White Sox games, the last White Sox game, the one where it was raining like cats and dogs, and they had to call that game off. So on top of that, what about Aaron Judge? We're going to go through all the other points as well, but I'll come back to that. But Aaron Judge, this another injury. This is frightening. I thought we were a team prepared for some injuries, but not like this. You know, this is kind of a plague almost. So I saw him hit the ball to right field, and he didn't hustle out of the box. We know Aaron Judge he's all out when it comes to running the bases, and he didn't even get a chance to round first, so you knew something was up. So what's your thoughts on the oblique with Judge and him being on the IL?
Yeah, I mean, this is really bad. So I was driving up to my brother's, who's up in, you know, our part of Pennsylvania. It's like on the border of Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey, like in that little nugget area there. And my son was texting my niece saying, does my mother have the game on? And my niece is like, yeah. And she goes, does she know about Judge? And she says, oh, she knows about Judge. And when I had heard, and then I watched the encore later that night, when I had heard, you know, Susan Wallman say that's an oblique right away, she saw it. I mean, she has, you know, a vantage point right behind the plate, and she saw it immediately. And I said, oh, God, because that was the original injury, which obviously that's a weaker muscle for a Judge. I mean, everybody has their Achilles heel, if you will. And for Judge, that's really the one. And, you know, I mean, this guy is a guy that hits for power, and you're using, you know, every muscle in your body. I mean, he's, you know, using his kick, and, he, you know, he's got the arm strength. But you use your abs and your obliques more than you realize. And he obviously needs to strengthen that. And that's what the strength and conditioning coaches should be doing, knowing where are your weaker areas and providing you specific exercises, a specific regimen to strengthen that to avoid the injuries. I mean, I'm a runner. I run, you know, marathons and half marathons, and my weakest area, you know, we're a lot of runners, but it's the hip. And I know when the hip isn't right, I have to do those annoying exercises that nobody really wants to do. Well, I mean, they're going to have to work with him, because this is going to be, I think, a long-term issue, and this is a chronic injury for him. And you know what? I mean, Cashman's saying they're not going to be able to put a time frame on it. That's absolutely right. It's not like a broken bone where you set it and there's a certain amount of time that it takes to heal and you go into rehab. When you start dealing with, like, these muscles and, like, tears and tendons and, you know, you're looking at, like, sprains, it could be forever. I mean, I hate to say it. And you're using – I mean, his body is so big – and muscular, he is using that to push, you know, the home runs, the longer base hits, et cetera, et cetera. We're in a lot of trouble. We really are.
Yeah, and to your point, and what, to add on to that, like his swing, and he has swung the bat well up until this point, and he's used all parts of the field. He was going against the pitch, so he was pretty much not trying to pull it. It was kind of odd in the sense that he turned it the way he did on that swing. It was kind of like, I'm not saying freakish, but the way he hit the ball, he didn't even have to reach that far to hit it. I mean, it was almost like a regular swing, and it just happened to happen. And, right. And it's crazy with this squad because you have all these guys out. And to me, and this is what happened with us last year. I thought the Yankees lost their mojo when that guy went out of the lineup for his extended time.
Yeah.
And it happened to be against the same team. It was last year versus the Royals when he got hit by the pitch on the wrist. Now it's this year with the league. So it's kind of like when we play the Royals at home, I don't even want to see him in the lineup. This is because of superstitious bad luck stuff.
No, dude, he's the 13th on the IL if you want to start to get superstitious. I said the same thing, Steve. I was like, I don't know if I would have let him play. I mean, at least in the game where the pitcher that got him on the wrist was pitching. I mean, interestingly enough, CC was pitching that game as well. So I figured, all is well. Let them even come at him. But, yeah, I mean, you know what? Steve, we're in trouble because this is a chronic injury that he has to do these strength and condition exercises around. And, you know, it's not like you can avoid that muscle. I mean, that muscle is part of the swing.
Right.
We're in trouble.
Absolutely right. We are. This is definitely not good with that particular player. Some of these injuries we were able to overcome, and we still could right the ship, per se, but with Aaron Judge, he's almost like everything with this lineup of the dictating how pitchers go before him or pitchers who pitch at bats before him, whoever's in the lineup, let's say at the top of the lineup, guys behind Judge, because they fear Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a fearful. He's a juggernaut type of player. And up until this point, I mean, the depth is getting thinner, but some of these guys they've stepped up. You know, your boy Gardner did with a huge grand slam early in the week. Tashman,
thank God,
has kind of hit a couple of hits here and there, and a home run, big home runs here and there. Clint Frazier, a guy that still, and we're still holding on. I mean, with Hicks out, Stanton out, Judge out, and you still able to have three guys that kind of contribute here and there. In different ways, we're holding on, Suzanne. We are really holding on. Are you confident this West Coast trip with the outfield depth as it is? What's your thoughts? With just them, or we could go around the entire lineup. How you feel about everybody else with Ford and Urshela? Whether it's offensively, defensively, because there's a lot of these guys that are in the lineup. I don't think no Yankee fan expected to be like day in and day out at this point. So how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I never like being a little short-handed when we go into interleague play. So I am a little nervous about the National League teams that we're going to play. But, the Angels have always battled against us and played us well. But they don't have a very strong team this year. I mean, we have Trout, obviously, who always is going to be, a game changer. Clearly, Pujols, he's always going to be a game changer. I worry that we might just split that series just because of all of the depth and flying across the coast after having to go through a walk-off where that shouldn't have been so difficult yesterday. So I am a little concerned. I am concerned about Hap. But if we don't, hopefully the Yankees have made enough moves to have the depth. I mean, if your fourth outfielder is Wade, that makes me a little nervous. Talkman, they obviously saw something in him that actually forced the hand to cut Wade, if you recall. And I'll tell you what, he's kind of a badass. I wasn't sure what he was going to do, but he's played really well. And Frazier's kind of stepped up. He has to. I think he's kind of a hothead. A lot of the banter on Twitter is, hey, at least the guy is doing something and he's not just walking around like a cocky little, pain in the neck, and I heard the guys last week, the crew all said, hey, you play in New York, you should be cocky. Yeah, okay, but you know what? He's not a New Yorker, So, I mean, he's, you know, he's a guy that has to, like, kind of, you know, earn that, right? You know, he's not the homegrown kid, but he can earn that right and play really well. I mean, hey, I never thought that Derek Jeter played like a cocky guy. I always thought A-Rod did. And I never thought A-Rod had anything to really back it up with. So I'd like to see him, like, not be so cocky and not, you know, have a temper tantrum and break his bat like he did the other day. I don't know if you saw him. He broke it in half. I mean, that kind of stuff irritates me about ballplayers. See a guy like Aaron Judge do that. But to answer your question, I'm a little nervous about being on the West Coast and being fatigued. And the team already, like, stretched to capacity. I don't want to see anything else bad happen. I mean, I understand that Sanchez may join the team, you know, out on the West Coast after he does some rehab games. A lot of the fans that I talk to, and, you know, I like to, when we talk on this show and, you know, when I write, there are a lot of people that that don't like Sanchez, and they tell me he's lazy and don't bring him back. And, I mean, if the guy hits, maybe he could DH a little bit. And, you know, I honestly prefer to have Romine behind the plate. And look at, I mean, he had the walk-off yesterday. Urshela,
right,
on the other hand, do not take him out of the lineup. I love that guy. I like the way he plays. I like his charisma, his passion. He's even hitting the ball. I'd like to see him hit the ball, obviously, you know, more. And maybe with time he can. I heard, I don't know who said it. It might have been one of the guys last week about the more you play Urshela, the more you're going to see, like, what you don't like about him. I hope that's not the case. So.
Yeah,
anyway,
that was Night Chandler 7 that said that. That was Chandler that said that.
Yeah, yeah. Are you worried about that? I don't know. Could be.
I'm not 100. I don't think so. I think he'll be fine for whatever reason. I think he'll rise to the occasion. Phil need third at the and I think that's kind of the attitude of this lineup as of right now. I mean, I've seen Gardner at the three hole, batting behind Voit. I mean, these are some interesting lineup. So Urshela and Tachman and the Ford's in the lineup, whoever, defensively playing at first. I mean, you have different kind of different pieces. I don't think they have a lot of pressure. I think they're just going out there to play, and whatever happens, happens. I mean, we talked about what I think one of the key things that Boone did do, and then he kind of went back to it. Now he's got it again in the last game as far as you at the top of the lineup. I mean, I just don't see – I always love the fact that if you have a leadoff guy who's going to at least be a 300 type of hitter. I mean, for Christ, I mean, that's how the Yankees were so dominant all those years in the 90s and 2000s, because you had Jeter at the top of the lineup. Don't put a guy that's a good hitter, gets on base, his on-base percentage is off the charts, is hitting well, and you putting him way down in the lineup, and you're not wasting that best, but you're not giving him more at-bats. Like, Mio needs to be at the top of the lineup. Maybe that was kind of a wake-up call with Gardner to bounce him around the lineup, and then they put him at the top, they put him in the three-hole. So he kind of responded. His at-bats look a little bit better when he's not at the top of the lineup for whatever reason. I can't even explain it. But what about Voit? That's another guy that's hitting-wise. I mean, he's kind of a threat. We see the power. He can hit straightaway center field shots. He's getting on base. That's not the issue. But what about him, getting more hits? Not necessarily home runs. What's your thoughts on Voit? Because I know there's been that civil war between him and Bird that Yankee fans are deciding to have, and who's going to produce better at first, if they're playing first or if Voit at DH. Like, how do you feel about Voit up until this point right now?
Well, he's not the only guy that can play first base.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, he hasn't really delivered as much as I thought he might. But that, you know, I don't know if this guy Brad Miller plays first base. He might. And I understand the kid from Princeton plays first base. So Harvey, right? Is that Harvey? No, it's not Harvey. Well, the new guy from Princeton. I don't know why his name is escaping me. But he actually, I think, plays the first base too. So, you know, there's going to be some competition there. Bird is not coming back. I mean, Bird, they're going to rehab him and trade him. I think he's done. I think they finally woke up and said, yeah, you know what, basically this guy is not going to reach the potential that we had anticipated, and he's going to be basically out. But, yeah, I mean, Voit, I'd like to see him do better. He did play a pretty good first base this weekend, you know, scooped up some plays. And, I mean, he is an athlete. He works hard. He's just hasn't really, like, impressed me at the plate, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But why is that? I mean, is it more so that he's not as hidden in the lineup when everybody is in there? It's like you have Stan in there, you have the threat of Sanchez's bat for whatever it's worth, and Judge. Is it because Voit's being more exposed, whether he's batting in the two or three hole, or is he pressing a little bit too much? I know I kind of see him when he's at some of these at best that he's kind of not laying off some of the sliders. Like, how do you look at it with Voit as far as his approach to the plate, as far as getting more production? Because he's getting on base. He'll get the walks. That's not the issue, because he's been getting on base, like, it seemed like every game. But so, and actually, that's actually a good thing, because if you can't even get his, but you're finding ways on base, that is definitely a good thing. You're making things happen. But what about his approach to the plate as far as, is it just a little bit of a funk, or is it, you know, you need the cavalry back to kind of blend in with the boys? What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't want to ever say that Voit was a fluke. I mean, that would just be, like, you know, a terrible, terrible flavor to what we've seen Voit do. I mean, he's strong. We saw his workouts this year. I maybe it just hasn't clicked with him yet, and maybe that's what we're waiting for. I mean, you know, a lot of guys don't start or don't have a fast start in April. I mean, you can't really blame cold weather, because we really haven't had a very cold April or cold spring as we have had in the past. The weather hasn't been all that terrible. Maybe it just hasn't clicked for him yet. I mean, maybe he just has to get used to, and I don't know if he's always worked out that way. Maybe he just has to get used to the way his muscles are distributed and the different pitch speeds that he may be seeing. I mean, he's spending more time in the American League, still getting used to those pitchers. You know, mm-hmm. It could be all that. The guy that I was talking about is Mike Ford, and I'm sorry,
yeah,
his name
Ford.
Escaped me. But I believe he is a first baseman, and he has been killing it in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. And I believe it was, like, batting, like, you know, 400, and he's been really smacking the ball around, obviously. He actually could be somebody that could give Voit some competition potentially. And this, you know, this new guy, Brad Miller, I know he's an infielder. They didn't specifically say he was a first baseman. But, you know, if Voit, you know, it's next guy in, right? If Voit doesn't produce, they're not going to play him. You know, he's not the only option. And that's the beauty of having a deep farm system and making some key trades that we did. I mean, nobody really thought that Talkman would be anything, you know, somebody that was potentially a washed up Colorado Rocky, but the Yankees saw something in him, and, you know, we had to play him. They picked him over Wade, and the guy has, you know, made some production. Is he an everyday outfielder? No, he's the fourth or fifth or sixth outfielder, but right now, I mean, he's going to have to play. And if he's producing, then he's going to stay in the lineup. With Voit, you know, you may see this guy Ford start at first base this week, and they'll see what he has, because if you have a guy that's on a hot streak, and that's the other thing. One thing that Boone makes me angry about is he sits guys. Usually he does sits guys when they're on a hot streak. I'm very glad. Now, I don't know if, you know, the injuries forced his hand, but I'm very glad they haven't sat like Clint Frazier. Because why do that? Like, let him continue to fire everything up. And I think having the youth and, you know, him swinging the bat so well, leave him in there. Gardner, I wouldn't bat him first. I wouldn't bat him third. I kind of liked him at sixth or seventh. And he was producing. Why does he shuffle this lineup so much? I, I truthfully don't know. Leave it alone. If something's working, leave it alone. If something's not working, all right, there's a reason to try some things. And I think LeMahieu does belong at the top. To your point about Jeter, this is a guy that's batting, like, the best batting average on the team. He's got a terrific on-base percentage, and I believe the Rockies batted him and had contemplated batting him at the top of the lineup. The guy is great. I mean, thank God we have him. And he plays a terrific infield, really. So we're very lucky that we had some people to fill some huge, huge holes. Because I think it came up last week, we don't know if we're going to see DD this year, if Gregorius is going to come back from this injury. And we don't want to rush him. We absolutely don't want to rush him. I mean, now I see in that Nate Eovaldi has, like, I don't know, like gunk, I don't know, on his elbow. Well, he's had, what, two or three Tommy John surgeries. I'm not surprised he has all kinds of things going on with his elbow. And now he's going to be out 6 weeks. And he was a Yankee herder. I mean, he always just wanted to hurt us. And I don't know if that he's just back for blood. But whew, we don't need people coming back from injuries too soon so that they can only go back on the IL again. Like, you know, let the guy rehab until he's absolutely ready. And let's not forget, Jordan Montgomery is another guy that's going to be coming off of this Tommy John surgery that they're going to look to kind of put in maybe later on this summer. So, you know, if we could just kind of get through this April, May, hopefully you start to, you know, hear from Hicks, start to hear back from Stanton. Part of me feels like Stanton just needs to be in the lineup to be that presence in the lineup with Judge not there. I don't even know if Judge even flew out to the West Coast, or maybe he did, just to be there in the dugout, because his presence is so important to this team.
Mm-hmm. I think he would have known that that's where he's originally from, probably with family and friends, and I think the team is conscious of that. So they're going to probably keep a close eye out on him. So him being on the 10-day DL, Stanton, Hicks, I mean, damn, this is like your starting outfield, and you're going in there with the JV team, and you got to keep it at a float. And I agree with you. If they are circumstances, I mean, this was one of those situations. I said the Yankees need to win series this year. I mean, sometimes I thought they should even be sweeping teams this year. But because of the injury situation, I have to kind of have to modify my opinion on that, because I think that was what has kind of kept us at second place last year, because we were beating teams, we weren't sweeping or dominating teams. We should have put the pedal to the metal to some of these teams next when we had the chance, but we didn't when we were healthy last year. But this year is totally different dynamic with all these injuries to like a lot of these guys who got to step up and play. I mean, I don't think, like I said, none of these Yankee fans or just people, just fans in general, expected this. I mean, this is a lot, and especially coming out of spring training when pretty much most, if not everybody, was healthy coming out of spring training. I think the first four games, if we get a split in Anaheim, I'm cool with that, Suzanne. I'm really damn cool with that. If we get a split, I am cool with that. Jimmy's with us, Suzanne. Let's get Jimmy's thoughts.
Hey,
Jimmy, I mean, we have a lot of things on the table. Suzanne brought up the points on Gio, not opting him in. Gio Gonzalez, what's your thoughts on Hap as he's going to pitch tonight versus the Angels, and then of course Luke Voit, the bullpen, how that performed on Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of things we discussed. Herman, I thought Herman was even decent, even though he gave up a couple of home runs. He still pitched well. But Jimmy, what is all your thoughts on the table as we get into the West Coast?
Man, first thing I say, man, you know, you look at what Paxton did yesterday. What Paxton did yesterday, man. It was like, you know, strikeouts on walks. You know, that's pretty crazy. I know the game was a wild game. Eventually, we won the game. And you know, if Paxton can pitch like that consistently, you know, I think we got an ace, man. And as far as Hap goes, I mean, I'm really hoping that we can get a good Hap. I mean, Hap really looks like the guy that we were hoping to get when we signed him. Yeah, I mean, he had those one or two good games, you know, when he looked really good. But, you know, usually he's been mixed to give up long ball. He's been like Tadaka. He's been like 2.0 when he looks really bad. I mean, I hope you don't get that against the Angels for me, because that's going to really be hard to avoid. So, I mean, I think Boyd is going to get it together soon. I mean, when he was in Wilkes-Barre, and it took him a little while because I do follow Wilkes-Barre, a little bit. I'm a fan of both, so yeah, I can tell you, Boyd's got to get used to being a Yankee a little bit. As soon as he gets used to it, man, I think we're in for a nice treat, man. So we'll see how it goes. Let's start this West Coast on a good note right now. Let's get a win tonight, baby. Go Yankees.
All right, cool. Suzanne, let's go back to you. Get some additional thoughts. I know you got a lot of feedback from your people that believe in Yankee Blue, the people on Twitter and on Facebook. Is there any concerns from their perspective that they have or that you like to share?
Yeah, I mean, they share a lot of the sentiment that I was talking about. And, before we get into that, they have decided that they're going to pitch Wasaga tomorrow night. So they're bumping everybody down. They just announced it. Said it in the pregame. So Wasaga is going to pitch tomorrow, pushing Herman down. And then the last game of the series will be CC Sabathia. And they're going to save Paxton and Tanaka for San Francisco. But I think people are concerned about the bullpen. They were expecting more from that bullpen, and they're really, really upset that we're not getting, essentially our money's worth out of the bullpen, that we were touted as this, phenomenal, unstoppable bullpen, and we're just, like, quite frankly, not there. I had a fan who wrote to me on Saturday saying basically this team is snake bitten, but at 500 in mid-April, you just can't give up hope. If pitching keeps them in the game, they will always have a chance. That's a guy from Staten Island that reads us, and he has a great perspective when it comes to Yankees, winning ball games and going deep into innings and winning any way they can, and not just on the home run, back in the 90s and the 2000s, where we had, a lot more, hitting for base hits, essentially, and just that one little hit, just kept knocking the guys around the diamond. And so I agree with him, but folks are upset about the IL. Every day it's somebody else texting me about, all right, this guy's on the IL. I can't tell you how many messages I got about Judge. I explained earlier that I was listening to the game on the radio and then went back and watched the encore, and the perspective that Susan Wolman had about the injury. I mean, I had so many people writing about that and worried that he was like the 13th, and are we ever gonna, do we just have bad luck? Are the Yankees just, down on some hard times? I think it's April, like early. I think the demand for players to be at their best from day one is there, but it's just not plausible. I go back to training for a marathon. You're not gonna go out and run 26.2 miles well without an injury if you haven't given yourself the opportunity to train for it and warm your body up. And I don't know what people's off season plans are. I mean, are you working out year round? I mean, I know that Dylan Betances talked a lot about taking some time off to avoid overuse. I think you need to keep yourself healthy. I think you have to listen to your body, but I don't think you can just take time off completely and then expect your body to perform at its best. So, I mean, that's kind of the sentiment of the fan, that they're worried about the injured list, they're worried about the bullpen, but they are, much like we started off our talk tonight, really surprised that the glue of this team is the starting pitching, and thankfully so.
Right. All excellent points. All excellent points. But the one thing I will say this before we get some final thoughts from both you, Jimmy and Suzanne. But my thing is, the Judge thing really worries me because of the history with Judge. When he does get injured, the Yankees are not as dominant offensively. And even defensively, too, because we know his right field arm. We can't forget about that. That is a weapon out there, especially for the home games. Like, he knows how to play those cameras off the corners, and he knows how to fire. He knows how to limit doubles and turn it to singles, which is huge because that could really limit the road team, their top half of their innings, manufacturing runs because of that cannon out there in right field. And then that goes lost. I don't think Yankee fans lose perspective on that, but don't take it for granted for the fact that it's not just his bat, but it's the fact that he can play balls off the fence and just fire it away to second base and hold guys to long singles. That is huge, man. So that's a little bit – I'm going to take, a close look as we are in Anaheim, in San Francisco, and at the Diamondbacks in Arizona to see how that's going to go as far as how – the right fielder, I think, whoever it's Clint Frazier, whoever they put out there, how he's going to play defensively and how if he's going to, you know, not make as many mistakes, is he going to cost us any runs, so on and so forth. Jimmy, give us your thoughts, your final thoughts on the series versus the Royals, heading into the West Coast trip, anything you'd like to add, and then we'll get to Suzanne as well, her final thoughts as well from leading Yankee Blue.
I think, you know, this West Coast trip is going to be, it's going to be a nice test for the Yankees in order to go as far as, you know, my concern is the bullpen, man, you know, especially after Sunday, man. Like, how do you blow a 6-0 lead so easy, man? Especially guys that I really thought was going to, like, help our bullpen out. Like, I mean, Chad Green walking people or, You know, like at a video looking good like that. That whole thing was terrible. I mean, so we really can't. I hope we get the bullpen thing straightened out because, you know, this is what happens when you, in my opinion, this is what happens when you overuse your bullpen so early. You know, and that's because our lack of, you know, that's because our lack of pitching. You know, early on the season that we had. That's when it really comes back to bite us in the butt. So, I mean. I just hope we keep winning games the way we're winning them, and you know maybe our bullpen will get together pretty soon. I really hope so, and you know we'll see how things go. So I mean I'm really looking forward to this West Coast trip, and you know seeing how our pitchers do, our starting pitchers. I hope half gets it together. I hope everything goes better, man. So we'll see how it goes, and I wish you guys a great night. I'm gonna stay up and watch as much of the game as I can. You know, it's a late one. Late ones are really tough, but I stay up with the diehard and try, you know, watch them. But we'll see how it goes, man. And so go Yankees, baby.
Shout out to Jimmy, man. Stay up, man. Have some coffee. Shout out to Jimmy. Suzanne, your final thoughts. Tell everybody about Bleeding Yankee Blue, the website, and articles you got coming down the pipe.
Yeah, so we're bleedingyankeeblue.com. I'm at Susie Prof on Twitter and at SusieProf1 on Instagram. Yeah, I mean, today we have a piece about Gian Gonzalez. We talked about that earlier, being released. You know, depending on how the game goes tonight, I'll make some decisions about what I want to write about for Wednesday. My posts are usually Wednesdays and Sundays. It'll be interesting to see how things go. I'm not thrilled that LeMahieu is not in the lineup tonight. I see that he is batting Gardner first and putting Voit in the second spot, so that'll be interesting. I also, to your point before, Steve, I would prefer Frazier in right field versus a Tauchman, but he's got that reversed tonight. I mean, Frazier showed me something with the arm over the weekend, and I was pretty impressed with him on Sunday. So I would prefer to have him out in right field, but whatever. And I also see that Roman's sitting tonight. So, I guess you got to take care of your catchers. I don't think we have the best lineup set up for tonight. So behind Hap, who I don't know, win some, lose some with this guy. And Harvey, I mean, Harvey's ERA is over a 9, so we might be evenly matched. I'd like to see have a standout game tonight. I just worry that we don't have the team to back him up. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we'll actually be able to do something or some sort of damage. Like, I'm looking at the projected lineups for the coming week. I mean, he's got Gardner batting third tomorrow night. You know, if that winds up being the way that they wind up going, if they'll even go in this direction. So, too early to tell. But tonight, what I'm seeing is not looking so wonderful. And maybe he did a scratch since this was posted. But I'd like to see us come out of the gate tonight ahead, not let an early lead of any sort come about for the Angels, and just really, you know, battle tonight and show who's boss out on the West Coast.
That is correct. Shout out to Susie Prof and Jimmy. You know what? Get the split in Anaheim. Anything else after that is house money. Started pitching, like Suzanne said, majority of this episode has been the focal point of keeping us above around 500, around that 500 line. Hopefully everything else becomes back intact. Like to see a little bit better performances out of Vino and Chad Green. Like to see a lot of some of these guys get back, slowly back at this early part of the season. And not to forget that we don't want a standing chase, but we saw Boston get through Tampa Bay the way they did. And Tampa Bay, although has been doing a good job at the start of the season, it's 162 games. We know they're going to come back to the pack. We know Boston is going to make a run here and there. They're going to win games in spurts. The Yankees are just going to have to do their job and win series. I mean, if you win series, you're going to be in it for the most part. I don't think that's not rocket science to anybody on this podcast. Just reiteration that the goal is to win the division. But even despite the injuries, you're still going to have to go out there and compete. And I think a lot of these guys who are going to have the chance to compete, they may impress some Yankee fans. They may impress the management and get the job done. But Suzanne and Jimmy, enjoy the West Coast game series tonight. Anaheim, the Giants, and then we'll be back next Monday in between series as the Yankees finish off the West Coast in Phoenix versus the Diamondbacks. BleedBlueShow.com, the website, audio archive episodes on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. We'll be back next Monday as we are continuing this West Coast trip podcast here on the Bleed Blue Show. Sangria Su, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.